That sounds like the most awkward thing you could ever do. Welcome to I Tell My Husband the News. I'm Shannon Ray Green, a journalist at USA Today. Each week, I catch my husband up on all the stories he may have missed. He doesn't really like to read or watch the news, so I'm pretty much his sole news source. It's a big responsibility. My husband, Dusty Terrell, is a local comedian in the Washington, D.C. area. Thanks for being here, Dusty.
Thanks for having me, Shannon.
Happy Halloween, Dusty.
Hey, Shannon, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
This is our 200th episode. Are you excited?
Ooh.
Okay, well, that's all we had planned for for specialness for this episode.
You know, if some of our fans want to tweet us with some ideas for what to do for our 201st, 202nd, 203rd, 204th, 205th, we are all ears.
But it's too late for the 200th.
It is.
And this is all the celebration you're getting.
So, folks on Twitter, hit us up. You know where we're at. But I'm at Shannon Ray Green.
You can tweet me. I'm at Dusty Terrell.
And you can email us, too, at itellmyhusbandthenews@usatoday.com. We got a nice 5-star review from Tom W. on Stitcher.com.
Thanks, Tom. It's really nice. We super appreciate it.
And you can be like Tom and review us on Apple Podcast or Stitcher. We can't wait to hear from you.
5 stars would mean a whole lot. Also, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. And tell everyone you know about it. Everyone.
I don't really have quote-unquote scary news to share with you, but I think this news is going to make you feel a little scared. Just a little disillusioned, maybe. Apple announces new $249 AirPods Pro with noise cancellation.
They have some nerve at Apple. I mean, I guess other noise canceling headphones can cost in the $300 range. It's not insane, but I'm also not going to be buying them.
This was written by my colleague Edward C. Baig. He writes, "For nearly 3 years now, everywhere you go, there are the pod people, folks with those ubiquitous white wireless AirPod earbuds perched in their ears. Still, despite their popularity, AirPods have lacked one major feature for listeners who want to block out external sounds while fully immersing themselves in the music. Active noise cancellation is the key ingredient driving the long-rumored new AirPods Pro that finally hit Apple stores this past Wednesday. The $249 buds, yes, they're expensive, go on sale just as rival Amazon's new Echo Buds arrive, also with their own version of noise cancellation, but for $120 less. According to Apple, the noise cancellation inside AirPods Pro is accomplished through a pair of microphones, one outward-facing, the other inward, that are combined with advanced software. Apple says noise cancellation continuously adapts the sound signal 200 times per second. But the new AirPods also have a feature called transparency mode, similar to the ambient mode featured on Samsung's $130 Galaxy Buds, which, for example, will let you hear the captain's greeting or some other announcement on an airplane at the same time you're listening to a song.
But I don't want to hear the captain's greeting.
You just have to have that, make sure that mode's not on. And how dare you? That captain is putting together a speech for you and you're not even going to be here for it?
Yes.
I think that's a little rude to hear the captain of your plane. I mean, he's getting you there safely. Don't you owe it to him to listen to him talk a little bit?
I don't think so. I don't think he really cares that much about the introduction either. It's just he feels obligated.
Why do they have to do it?
If it was just the captain, it would be one thing. But those flight attendants got something they got to tell you about.
They push
their credit cards on you and stuff. I don't want to have to listen to any of it. I just want to watch my movie and get to where I'm going.
There are some safety things.
I've heard them before. I got it. Make sure you put your mask on before others. There's flotation device under your seat. Blah, blah, blah. I get it.
So the way you switch modes is to squeeze a force sensor along the stem that hangs down from your earlobe. You can also use that sensor, Apple says, to skip tracks or answer and end phone calls. Siri can also handle such tasks via a Hey Siri voice command. Apple is claiming about 5 hours of listening time between charges, same as on existing models, or about a half hour less if active noise cancellation is activated. The new models support wireless charging, and by charging them in their wireless charging case, Apple says you'll get more than 24 hours of listening time or over 18 hours of talk time. The earbuds come with three different sizes of soft, flexible silicone ear tips to help provide a comfortable fit. We'll be putting a pair in our own ears to determine just how comfy that is, while also judging the most important consideration for would-be buyers, sound quality. For those people who don't want to spend quite so much, Apple will still be selling AirPods with a conventional charging case for $159 and models with a wireless charging case for $199.
What happens if you don't want to spend that much either? What if you're looking to spend maybe $20? What can you get for that? It's too expensive. All of it. It's too expensive.
Well, at least when you got your new phone, you got some headphones that you can plug into the lightning bolt charger spot.
Oh, how generous of Apple to provide such a thing.
Coming to a new car or truck near you, luxury glass.
Sounds expensive.
This was written by my colleague Mark Phelan with the Detroit Free Press, which is part of the USA Today network. A luxury feature that began as a $2,500 option on luxury convertibles just might boost the fuel economy or electric range of your next car. If making the world a better place through lower emissions and petroleum consumption doesn't float your boat, could I interest you in never again burning your legs on sun-baked leather upholstery as you hop into a car that's a cool 72 degrees Fahrenheit compared to 90 after sitting in a summer parking lot? How? The suspended particle device, which is the Star Trek-like name for a film that turns vehicles' sunroofs and other glass from transparent to opaque, blocking the infrared and ultraviolet light that superheat interiors and prematurely age leather and other materials. Joe Harari is the CEO of Research Frontiers, the Woodbury, New York nanotechnology research firm that developed the film. He said, "You can control the amount of heat and glare coming into the cabin," unquote. Microscopic particles line up when a small electric current runs through the film, effectively creating a window shade that blocks up to 99.5% of light. When the current stops, the particles flip back to their unaligned positions, returning the glass to transparency. The film attaches to the inside of the sunroof or window, the same as tinted films and noise-dampening acoustic laminates do today. It looks like magic. Turn your car off and the sunroof, or maybe every window as the film's price falls, turns black. Light and heat don't get in, and potential thieves can't see valuables left inside. Turn the current on as you return to the car, and the window's clear. It's more than a parlor trick. Less heat in the car could allow automakers to shrink air conditioning compressors up to 40%, reducing cost and weight. AC compressors use a lot of energy, so a cooler car will burn less fuel. In an electric vehicle, that could amount to a 5.5 increase in battery range in hot weather. Harari said, quote, "More power is going to drive the car, less to cool it," unquote. Mercedes and McLaren currently offer SPD glass on a handful of expensive cars, including the Mercedes S-Class sedan and SL Roadster. The interior $411,000 McLaren 720S Spider convertible was notably cooler and more pleasant than a previous model with a roof of normal tinted glass. The film has been very expensive until now because only one company produced it for automotive use. Harari expects prices to fall significantly now that a second supplier, Israel's Gauzy LC, has begun producing the film in two factories. Harari said, quote, "It's coming to mass market vehicles," unquote. He expects the film's falling price and tougher fuel economy and emission standards in Europe, China, and the U.S. will appeal to a growing number of automakers, particularly when a more efficient vehicle could save an automaker millions in fines for exceeding emissions limits. 25 upcoming vehicles, most of them electric, have signed up to use glass with the film. Other potential uses include replacing sun visors with a strip of light-sensitive film across the top of the windshield. Again, fewer parts and less weight. A study by Bentley showed you could save as much as 13 pounds by replacing a motorized glass sunroof and shade with a fixed piece of SPD glass, according to Harari. He also suggested the film could be used to project a message to other drivers, like, I'm pulling over for an emergency vehicle, or to project TV or movie images on the inside glass of self-driving vehicles. The film is also used in glass for buildings, executive jets, and yachts.
I think I would like to have a glass box made to put around myself to where I could just like turn that on and off whenever I wanted to. Like if there's somebody coming I don't want to talk to, boom. Black box. But then once
don't you
they
think
go
they
away,
would notice?
Or there's someone I do want to talk to.
How do you know?
Boom. Now you can see through it and you can have a conversation with me.
Hey, that is so ultra weird. And how would you know when they left?
I think you just hear. You can just hear. Mm. Or maybe you phase it, like phases in a little bit. You like do a little peek and then right back to black.
That sounds like the most awkward thing you could ever do.
It's like an ostrich where like if they can't see you, then they can't bother you, you know? Mm. Just stick your head in the sand.
I don't think human beings think that's normal human behavior. It might be normal ostrich behavior.
Hmm.
But it seems pretty awkward. It's almost just like you like hiding under a table and then you peek up to see like, are they gone yet?
No, that's way weird, Shannon.
That's way weird.
Glass box, not weird. Hiding under table, super weird.
How excited were you to hear about the idea of projecting movies on your opaque glass in your self-driving vehicle?
I mean, that's pretty cool, but I've still yet to receive a self-driving car, so I'm not going to hold out hope just yet.
Guess you shouldn't.
When do you think this glass will be available standard in Corollas?
Wait a second. Are Toyota Corollas luxury cars?
I guess it depends on your definition of luxury.
Do they get to have luxury glass in their...
Well, I mean, maybe if enough companies make it like they're saying, you know, a little supply and a demand, a little free market action, it'll be in every car.
I really like hearing about these products that are cool looking and also help the environment.
And last today, we've got the lightning fast headline roundup. Does Dusty care about these stories in the slightest? Here we go.
NFL coach says referees aren't held accountable.
I agree. They need to be making my fantasy football team win their games. And they haven't been helping one bit.
Bruce Willis's daughter wears Fifth Element look.
It's better than the whole nine yards look.
Why skilled trades are a lucrative career option?
I'll tell you one skilled trade that's not lucrative. Podcast host.
I wouldn't call that a skilled trade.
You think it, just anyone can do this, Shannon? No way. I'm one of kind.
Pittsburgh bus's back end swallowed by sinkhole.
It's my worst nightmare is for my back end to get swallowed by a sinkhole.
Big Bear roams around Tennessee Hotel.
That's the thing about being a big bear. You can roam around anywhere you want.
Ford Flex, which people loved or hated, says goodbye.
Well, I fall under the never heard of it.
McDonald's might know what you want before you order.
They should know that I don't want a stomach ache, but they give it to me anyway.
Next week, and I tell my husband the news. Well, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. That's why it's called the news.
I Tell My Husband the News is part of the USA Today podcast network. New episodes come out every Monday. If you want to check out other podcasts from all across the USA Today network, just go to podcasts.usatoday.com or find them wherever you listen to podcasts, like Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.